It's Friday the 20th of June 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 20 of App Talk, my daily podcast for the Audiomo Challenge. Each day in June, I'm recording a different podcast about one of my favourite apps, an app I recommend or an app I have something to say about. And today I'm sounding a little bit husky, I'm afraid, because I've been at the first day of the Brit Mums Live blogging conference. And it's been very loud and very noisy, and I've been doing a lot of talking. So I'm sounding a little husky, which is a little worrying because I'm actually speaking at day two of the conference tomorrow. I've got a session on techie things you can do with your blog that aren't as hard as you think they might be. So I've got to try and keep my voice intact through the whole of tomorrow because I'm on right at the end of the day. So that's going to be a challenge. But anyway, moving on to the app that I want to talk about today, and I want to talk about an app called Tizzy Zigzag Cars. It's an app by the developer Tizzy Labs. It's just called Zigzag Cars. It's available on all the major app platforms, so it's on iOS, it's on Android, and it's on Kindle. And it retails on iOS at £1.49 and Android and Kindle for £1.18. And just in the interest of being upfront and disclosing relationships, etc., I was sent a promo code for review purposes. But as usual, that doesn't dictate what I talk about. And I'm talking about this because I genuinely have a reason to talk about it, not because I was sent a freebie for it. As an overview, I would say it's a deceptively simple little game. It's aimed at kids of 3 years old and up. And it's basically like a two-stage game. So step one is design a car, and it's a very simple car. You can pick the body, and you can pick front wheels, and you can pick back wheels. And you basically get this very, very simple vehicle. And once you've chosen the appearance of your car, then you go into another screen where you choose from up to 15 different racetracks on which you can drive your car. And once the car gets onto the little track, you control it by tilting the iPad. And the tracks are, it's not like a 3D driving forwards kind of game. It's a drive side to side kind of game. And as you work your way around the track, there are stars to find. And eventually you find the checkered flag at the end, which marks the end of the level. What I like about this is it's a really simple idea. It's a simple mechanic. Kids get it really easily, but it's also really, really fun. It's also been designed with young kids in mind. There's no scores. There's no time limits. You can literally just spend as long as you like making the car and then tilting the iPad to make it roll around on the screen. We actually took my son and I took my daughter to her gymnastics class this week, and my son sat and played it on his iPad for quite a long time whilst she was in her class. And when the kids for the next class came in and were waiting around, he had a little audience of two or three of them standing behind him watching him playing this app. So it's not just fun to play, but other people find it engaging to watch as well. In terms of what I think could be better, one thing we've had a problem with is my son has had a little bit of a struggle with the control mechanism. And I think that's because it's kind of realistic in the way that the car moves. So you tilt the iPad a little bit and it starts moving slowly, and then it accelerates as something would do on that kind of an angle. And my son is used to very instant reactions to things, so I tend to find him turning the iPad right up at right angles, and he doesn't always understand that he only has to tilt it a little bit and just wait for the car to come. And the other thing that can be a problem is sometimes you get a little bit stuck in a dip, and the trick is to actually rock the iPad from side to side so that you build up a little bit of a momentum rocking the vehicle from side to side until eventually they kind of pop out of their dip. And again, at the age of four, he doesn't really understand that. But older kids would certainly get that and not have a problem with it. So it just means that when he's playing, I just need to keep an eye on him. And every now and again, I just need to give him a little bit of a help getting out of a tricky place. In terms of what parents need to know about this ad, about this app, there isn't any third-party advertising, although on the home screen there's a little graphic of one of the other apps from the same developer, so it does link out to the App Store for other apps. There aren't any in-app purchases. Now, there's a bit of a disclaimer on that one, because there are two different versions of this app in the App Store, certainly on the iOS platform, and I believe it's the same in the others as well. There's a free version as well as the one that you pay for. And the free version is exactly the same as the paid version, except it only has three different tracks for you to choose to drive your cars on rather than the full 15. If you go for that version, it will show you all 15 tracks, but the ones that you can't access have got little padlocks on. If you choose one of those tracks, it will then give you a parental control screen where you have to get a simple maths problem correct to proceed. So that's the idea of protecting the parents' area from kids untowardly accessing it. But once you've done that, there is an in-app purchase on that particular version to unlock the full version of the game effectively. So there's an in-app purchase in there, but not in the full game. If you just buy the full game straight out, you get access to all the content and no in-app purchases. There is also a parent section accessible from the home screen of the app. Again, you unlock it in the same way, so it will say what's 8 plus 1, for example. If you get the answer correct, then you gain access to it. And in there, there's privacy information. There's a link out to the App Store, because obviously all developers are really keen to get reviews out in the App Store, so they ask if you enjoy it to leave a review on the App Store. And there's also a bit that I like, which is a letter to parents, which opens out, well, I must read you the first bit of this. It says, we are two developers who have six kids between us, and we only create games that we would want our kids playing and learning from. So you really get a feel for the ethos of the developers, and, I really like that. I can appreciate a small development shop producing things that they want their own kids to enjoy. I absolutely get that. So in terms of verdict, as I said, my four-year-old son absolutely adores this game, and it's quite a long-lived game, I think. I quite enjoy playing it as well. So if you've got a small child who enjoys transport-related games, or you just want to have a little bit of fun, it's a lovely no-risk thing, because if you want to just try it, you can download the free version and see if you like it. And if you do like it, I'd urge you to give the developers some money and actually either buy the in-app purchase to unlock everything or buy the full version, because it really is worth it. It's not an expensive app, and there's quite a lot of playtime in there. It's quite fun. So thank you very much for listening. I just want to say, all the information I give out within this podcast is as correct as I can get it at the time of recording, but stuff changes really fast on the App Store, so please check things before making purchases based on my recommendations. You can find all the other episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and they're also copied across onto my blog at www.geekmummy.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to go and rest my voice now, but I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.